Last Sunday, we heard Jesus reveal himself as the Good Shepherd. Today, in the same Gospel of John, though five chapters removed from last Sunday's reading, Jesus reveals himself to be the true vine. Last week gave us the opportunity to consider what it means to be the Good Shepherd. Using Jesus' own words, we considered the meaning of such. And today, before us, is the opportunity to profoundly consider the consequences of Jesus revealing himself as the true vine. We might consider two parts of Jesus' image. First, Jesus reveals that he is the giver of life, that the source of life itself flows through him to the branches to us, that Jesus is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. Jesus is the ultimate hope for peace and prosperity for all people. That's us. And there's a second part to Jesus' claim of being the true vine, and that is that his followers, his disciples, must remain with him. In fact, if the gospel writer John were to be in an English class and he were to present this passage as a composition, I dare say there may be some criticism of his work, because over and over and over and over he has the repeated use of the exact same verb. There's no variation of language. It's the same one. There's a three-verse sequence where the verb remain, to remain, appears no less than six times. He's stressing the demand that Jesus makes for his disciples to act on his word. That is, to abide, to be steadfastly committed. A sense of permanency, rootedness, a connection that cannot be severed. This isn't a momentarily get over here and just remain here for a moment until I tell you so. No, this is a demand that says, life invested in me, that decisions are made through the relationship you share with me, the connectedness you share with me and my church. Jesus is the source of life, peace, and prosperity for all who will be his disciples. But he also demands that we remain with him. To remain with Jesus, it means to live as an intentional disciple. I find myself asking questions, reflecting in this way. How have I remained with Jesus recently, yesterday, earlier today, this past week? How will I choose to remain with him today, tomorrow, next week?